What's my favorite time of day? I really like midnight to 3, 4 in the morning. I like early morning because I like when the world's kind of more or less still and I can actually think and get things done. And I don't know, I'm more creative at those hours, you know? I don't know. What's your biggest weakness? How much I overthink. I overthink almost everything and it really gets in the way of a lot of things. And sometimes it's why I can't even get a script out when I want to do it because it doesn't sound right in my head. And I'm such a perfectionist and I overthink and it's a whole thing. What's my biggest strength? I think I'm nice. I try really hard to be nice and kind and caring. And I wear my heart on my sleeve. I always have and I always will. And I like to think of that as a strength. I don't know. What's the biggest learning experience I've had? Don't let a guy come between you and your best friend. And I know that sounds really cheesy. But when I first started dating my boyfriend over like 8 years ago, I was really good friends with this one person. We were best friends in second grade, and we also had a guy friend who we were really close with, and we had known him since like eighth grade or something. And I told him I got a boyfriend, and his first reaction was he had thoughts of raping me. And when I told my best friend, she told me guys just have feelings like that sometimes, and I need to get over myself and I need to get over my trauma. I lost my entire friend group and people I thought I know, but yeah. I would say that's probably the biggest learning experience I've had. More fun topic though. What's your idea of a perfect date? I want to go to the aquarium. Please take me to the aquarium. I love the aquarium so much. I love looking at fish. I don't want to go to the zoo because the zoo is way too hot and all those things. But the aquarium, I love. What's one vice you wish you could give up? Vice. I don't have any problematic vices. Oh, okay. It's the way I watch reality TV. I like to watch with like other people, like in like watch groups. Like I liked watching like Gunner TV's Claim to Fame on Twitch and things. Like I would like to watch terrible reality shows with other people and like make fun of them. That's horrible. It's terrible to watch TV with me because I just want to keep talking about it, you know? It's, yeah. What's a cause that's important to you? I make sure everything is renewable resources, sustainable, vegan, cruelty-free. I am privileged enough that I'm able to do my part and afford these things. And because I am privileged enough to be able to afford this type of thing, obviously that's what I want to put my money towards because the environment's a really, really huge thing for me. Like I donate like almost any money like I make from the year, I do end up donating to like the WWF that's like I haven't used on groceries and things like oh. It's animals and nature and all that kind of thing. That's like my jam. I was going to become a biologist. Like, I love nature. And I care so much about the earth and global warming and all that kind of a, like. What's the best compliment you ever received? Oh, okay, this is weird. The best compliment I ever received was one time someone called me Sexy Cthulhu and it never left me, and I entirely made it my brand and I love it. And I don't know, that compliment always got me. When are you the most inspired? Late at night. I don't know. Late at night. Early in the mornings, I'm not thinking. I'm like taking care of the boys and the dudes. I'm taking care of plants. That's what I do. Sweet or savory? I like taking in a bite of something like chocolatey and then something salty. That's not sweet and savory, I just realized. Sweet or savory? I'm gonna have to go savory. What song can you listen to on repeat? Oh, fuck, so much. Right now, though, right now it would have to be Mixed Messages by Tom Cardi Candy. I can't stop singing it, and it's a problem. Yeah, Mixed Messages by Tom Cardi. What's one thing people don't know about you? I'm a huge nerd. No, I'm pretty open about that. Oh, I'm an artist too. I do pottery and I sculpt and stuff. Heels, flats, or sneakers? Actually, none of those. I prefer to go barefoot and I'm called an animal because of it. I prefer vintage clothing over new clothing. Three things I can't live without would be. Oh, fuck. I couldn't pick three things. Yeah, because my boys and the dudes alone are four. I can't pick just three things. Can we consider the boy? You know, I'm gonna do the boys, the dudes, and my boyfriend. The boys are my gerbils. Their names are Bruce and Wayne. And then the dudes are my mice, which are Clark and Kent. Window or aisle? Depends where we sit, because normally I sit in whichever one my boyfriend doesn't want, because he's the one with claustrophobia. So if he thinks it's gonna affect him, I try to make him the most comfortable, because I do not have that. What's your current TV character? Obsession. Obsession? I don't have a TV one. Baldur's Gate. I'm re-listening to Nadpod. Leather or lace? Why not both? What's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life? Ooh. I can say on Patreon. The most adventurous thing I can say that I've done. When I was in the fourth grade, I was taken to SeaWorld. I know this was before the whole Blackfish documentary came out and all those things. Also, I was in fourth grade. I was 10. I didn't. Anyway, I got chosen to be the person at the Shamu show. So, like, I got to, like, pet Shamu and stuff. So, yeah, that's probably the most adventurous thing I've done. How would you define yourself in three words? Honestly, confused, weird. Dramatic. That's probably like my three big ones. What's your favorite current piece of clothing that you own? I own a pair of bloomer shorts that connect to a fun. I didn't mean to do that. My cup bashed into another cup on here. But it's a pair of shorts that have ruffles and they connect to some thigh highs that pentagram's on. So cute. That's a must-have clothing everyone should own. I think everyone should own just a really big flannel. Something really big and comfy. That's all you need. What's inspiring you in your life right now? Right now, my big inspiration, honestly, is Baldur's Gate, because there's so many different creatures and characters. I have an idea for an Illithid. I have an idea for a Drider. I have an idea for tiefling stories involving you guys and like taking place in this world. Like this game. Oh, so good. I'm so excited. What's the best piece of advice you've received? It's not a matter if you make it. It's a matter of when. That's the best advice I've ever fucking received. And I think about it every day. And that was told to me by a drag queen. What's your pet peeve? Oh, ooh, pet peeve, pet peeve. I fucking hate when people touch me with their feet. Like, get your fucking bare feet away from me. I don't need to be near it. Diamonds are pearls, pearls. What's something you notice about someone when you first meet them? The first thing I notice is if you shake my hand. I always put my hand out, but not everybody shakes my hand. What's your biggest regret? I don't actually have a biggest regret. Like, I'm thinking about it. I have things that I'm embarrassed about, but like, I don't regret them. They just kind of humiliate me, but everything that I've done made me into who I am, so I don't regret any of it. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now? I recently remembered how fucking much I loved Chicago, like the musical. So When You're Good to Mama, that's all I have on repeat right now. Favorite board game? Ooh. I'm gonna say Dungeons and Dragons doesn't count, does it? I don't think it does. Also, I gotta go to the bathroom, so pausing. Okay, I am back. What's your guilty pleasure? Right now, it's. I'm not proud of this, but I've run a train on all the companions. I guess they've more or less run a train on me and Baldur's Gate. First, I slept with Lizelle, then I slept with Will, then I had to turn Gale down, then I slept with Astarion, then I slept with the Drow twins. This is also on top of all the stuff with the nymphs and, I forget the rest, but yeah, I've slept with, I think, like 4 or 5 out of the 9 or something like that. Yeah. That's my guilty pleasure right now. Romancing 2D pixels. What book did you most recently finish? God and Anatomy by. Fuck. I forget the name, but I'll link it below. It's really good and interesting. What are you currently reading? Nothing, because I just finished that like a day or two ago and I haven't decided. How did you start your day? I started my day today by waking up in bed and going, it's still raining. What's your favorite holiday? Oh, Halloween, duh. I don't know why I forgot what the word holiday meant for a second. If you could raid one woman's closet, who would it be? Betsy Johnson. I just want to know. I just want to know what is in there. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be? Elon Musk, because I would donate the money to other people. You don't need $1 billion. You don't. Also, I think it would be fun to have $1 billion and then donate it and give it to poor me. What's one thing you've always wanted to try, but you've been too scared to do? I don't know. I'm not really scared to do anything. I just don't want to do it. I was like, do I want to go to, like, I want to go to the rodeo, but I haven't had a chance to get there yet because I don't have anyone who wants to go with me, and I don't want to go to a new place alone because that's not safe. What's one thing you wish you knew at age 19? Ooh, age 19, you don't have to say yes to every single custom you ever get. Because you're going to end up doing a couple things that you're not proud of. and you're going to think about a lot, and you're going to be embarrassed about. You're not going to regret it, and it's going to be fun stories, but you're going to be embarrassed about because people are going to be like, really? And you're going to have to go, Besides your phone or wallet, what's a couple must-have purse items? My inhaler. That's it. I literally just carry my phone, my wallet, and my inhaler in a bag. If you were not a blogger, what would you be doing? I am not a blogger. But I would be doing something in biology. What's something you can't do? Ooh, there's lots of things I can't do. The biggest one, I would say anything involving sports. I'm not an athletic person. Do not ask me to be athletic. You will be very disappointed. Best vacation? I haven't been on vacation in like 10 years. Probably Disney when I was in like fourth grade. That's also when I went to SeaWorld. What's one city you've always dreamed of traveling to? Just honestly, just Europe in general. I would love to see the world. I think it'd be really cool, but it's so much money. What's something you always travel with? My phone, my wallet, you know. There's nothing exciting there. My favorite food? I absolutely love spaghetti. I love pasta. I love noodles. I love any kind of it, but I love spaghetti. It's my favorite food and I could eat it every day. Well, just pasta in general. Favorite dessert? Ooh, I'm not big on sweets. Maybe like a lemon bar or red velvet cupcakes, maybe? Favorite snack? Okay. At Target, they have these kettle cooked garlic parmesan potato chips, and I love them so much. I love them so much. And I'm sorry you keep hearing me like do a deep breath and then like going like burping more or less. It's my asthma and things. Anyway, what's a movie that made you cry? Oh, fuck. There's so many movies that made me cry. The most recent one was Vengeance. The one with by I think it's BJ Novak, the guy from The Office. That made me cry. What's your favorite movie of the last 5 years? Fuck. My favorite movie I saw when it first came out, which was What We Do in the Shadows, the mockumentary, not the TV show. But there's a movie it's based on, and it's really, really good and funny. 10 out of 10. If you like the show, you're gonna like the movie. It's my favorite movie. But that didn't come out in the past 5 years, so. Honestly, the most recent one I can think of is Barbie. So I'm gonna go with Barbie. What's one talent you wish you had? I wish I could fucking play an instrument. It would be so cool to play an instrument, I think. All I got is the flute, though. I can play like, I don't know. I don't think I can play anything on the flute, if I'm being honest. I haven't picked it up in, oh, fuck, like 15 years. What's your favorite exercise? None. I hate exercising. If I had to choose, probably yoga. I'm very flexible. What's your favorite band? Ghost. I love Ghost. I listen to all their songs. Last year, I was in the top 0.05% or something like that. Like, I love Ghost so much. What's your favorite fast food order? Chicken nuggets and French fries. I'm very basic. I like sweet and sour sauce. And yeah. What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years? In 10 years, I'm hoping that I'm not constantly still taking care of my mom. What's the cutest thing on the planet? Oh, fuck. There's too many cute things. For me, I would have to be my guys. It'd have to be Bruce and Wayne or Clark and Kent. I think I would say Kent because Kent specifically looks like he looks like a Disney mouse. He looks like he's drawn. He's so cute and he's so friendly and sweet. Oh, so cute. What's the best thing that happened this year? Me and my boyfriend moved in together, and I actually have an entire space to record, which is why I've been able to increase recordings and stuff, and that's all because of you guys. So thank you. It's so fucking cool. I got there's no other way to put it. Whenever I think about it, my brain kind of like the words just they don't come because I'm so excited and I'm so grateful and I just blah, you know, that's how I feel. Blah. What's your favorite cocktail? I like a Long Island iced tea. Though I did also fall in love with the Aussie Jawsy from Outback, the one where you put like the shark in it and you turn it upside down and turns the drink red. That was actually really good. What movie makes you laugh the hardest? I already mentioned it. It's the What We Do in the Shadows movie. I love the show too. Don't get me wrong, but this is all about movies for some reason. What do you usually eat for dinner? I try to do a protein, I try to do a vegetable, and I try to do a carb. That's how I was taught to do it. So normally it would be something like some chicken breast, a little side of pasta, and then like green beans, you know? What do you normally eat for lunch? I don't. Don't be like me. What do you usually eat for breakfast? Usually I have like a croissant or I make like a little breakfast sandwich or oatmeal or something quick and simple. Nothing too crazy. What's your favorite thing in the world? Oh, fuck. My favorite thing in the world. This would have been really easy like 9 months ago, but my favorite thing in the world is no longer with us. So I probably my boyfriend. He was always a close second. I'm sorry, that probably makes me sound like a really bad girlfriend. I swear I love him so much. I had her for 17 years. I grew up with her. I got her when I was 7, 8 years old. Yeah. Anyway, when I say my favorite thing in the world, I don't know. Emotions and feelings are hard, and I'm making it worse. Let's move on to a different question before I cry. What's your favorite color? It's orange. Fun fact. I love the color orange. What color of clothing do you wear the most? Black. I almost exclusively wear black. What are three words to describe where you're living? Right now, wet, stormy, loud. Do you like surprises? Absolutely not. I am not good at them. I don't like them. What's something you're tired of? Honestly, I'm so tired of hearing about all these old politicians in the media. I'm so tired of hearing about it. And I'm tired of people like Mitt Romney getting praised for doing the bare minimum. He used to be so considered so far right when he was up against Obama. I remember this from 2008, and now he's a moderate. I don't want to talk about it. We're not going to talk about politics. Who do you turn to when you're sad? I turn to my boyfriend. He's always there for me. I'm always there for him. And I couldn't do half of the shit I do without him. What's a trend you would like to see disappear forever? People specifically putting on cringy and doing cringy things for the purposes of making fun of said people doing cringe. It's so many layers just to more or less make fun of someone who's like a little different, and that's just, come on. I thought we're past this. Don't you want to just be like cool about it? Can't we just be chill, you know? That probably sounds really weird and bad. All right, 73. And the last one. What did you want to do with your life at the age of 12? Ooh, at 12? At 12, I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to be someone who made everything by hand. Like, I wanted to hand sew everything, and I wanted it to be like a one-person production. Yeah. I had a whole grand vision. But now I do this. And I am really, really fucking lucky. And thank you guys. I don't know if you listened to the whole thing. If you did, thanks for sticking around and getting to know me, listening to me ramble on for almost half an hour. I'll see you tomorrow for real audios and like a real audio story and all that good stuff. Since my power seems like it's back on for a good long time, I'm going to actually write because I think it'll actually save. Night, guys.